Yes, it is, once again, the hour of the time. I'm your host, William Cooper. I want to remind you all that the convention is coming up right here in St. John's at the Research Center, August 1st through the 5th. I hope to see many of you there. People are already sending in their registration fees, and looks like we're going to have a good crowd. And I'm going to keep you busy every single moment of the time that you're here. Also, we're beginning to get requests for membership in the intelligence service, and we will be sending your packages out probably starting Monday for those of you who have already sent your membership fee in. And you're going to be pleased with what you're going to get and how you're going to be involved in gathering intelligence for the militia of the several states of the nation. Now, we started to limit the dissemination of intelligence to militia units, but we're not going to do that. We're going to disseminate intelligence to anybody that wants to subscribe to it. And there will be a publication called The Intelligence Analyst, which will be by subscription. If you're interested, drop us a line at Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. And we'll send you back an information packet, and in there will be included how you can subscribe to the Intelligence Analyst. Intelligence service members get it automatically. So if you're applying for membership, don't worry about it. You'll get it. Now, folks, I want to talk about something that is going to destroy you if you're not careful. If you've been listening to the Hour of the Time, you know you don't hear anything on this program that hasn't been documented. And if it hasn't been documented, we tell you that we can't document it and that it is rumor or that it is unsubstantiated. But we've got a whole bunch of people out there running around like chickens with their heads cut off who claim to be patriots, spreading disinformation, misinformation, lies, and just outright bullshit all over this country. And it had better stop, because it's got a lot of you doing exactly what the enemy wants you to do, running around chasing your tails, getting scared, figuring out where you can hide because you just can't handle all this information that's telling you what's coming down tonight and what's coming down tomorrow and all this kind of stuff. It's got to stop, folks. Now I'm going to give you an example of it right now. I've been getting reports since May the 3rd from everybody in the world who has absolutely nothing to do with the White House, the government, or the military, that President Clinton signed an executive order on May the 3rd, putting all United States military under the control of the United Nations. And they say that the executive order is, let me see right here. They say that this is Presidential Decision Directive Order Number 25. Only number 25? I mean, how many presidents have we had anyway? And they're only up to number 25? Most of you people have had no experience whatsoever in evaluating raw intelligence information. Most of you can't even use your common sense. And I'm going to tell you right now, If this is a top secret, classified, presidential decision directive order number 25, how come all these people who work on farms know exactly what it says, but people who work in the White House don't? I'm trying to get across to you folks that you better get your heads out of your ass, because you are your own worst enemies most of the time. See, everybody that's called me about this, I always say, how do you know? Oh, I heard it from so-and-so and so-and-so. How do they know? Well, they heard it from so-and-so and so-and-so. Do you have any documentation? No. Can you get anyone to certify under penalty of perjury that this is true and correct?
No.
Will you do it?
No.
You know why, folks? Because it's bullshit. That's why. If President Clinton had signed an executive order, top secret, on May the 3rd, 1994, assigning all United States military to the United Nations, none of you would know it. And I guarantee you that. Remember what I told you about leaks? There are no leaks. If there's a leak, it's intentional. And this has got you all running around chasing your tail. Chasing your tail. And there's troop movements all over the United States, folks. Yes, there is, because the United States is getting ready to go to war. And they may be getting ready to go to war against us, maybe even this year, but none of us knows it for sure. We must all be prepared every single moment to fight for our freedom, for our community, for our loved ones, for the Constitution. Now, I happen to know that most of you out there aren't ready to fight for anything, because you're chasing your tails with these things all the time. You see, if you were ready, you wouldn't be chasing your tails, and you wouldn't be doing all this nonsense. You're supposed to have a unit organized. Every person in that unit is supposed to have the proper equipment and gear to fight a prolonged guerrilla warfare against an enemy that will subvert the Constitution and enslave the American people. You should have plans, and you should have contingency plans in case your plans cannot be carried out or something goes wrong which keeps you from carrying out those plans. And you should have another contingency plan in case your contingency plan goes wrong. You should have prearranged places where you meet in case you all become separated or all of a sudden the city is cordoned off and roads are blocked. And you should have plans on how to get there. You should have caches of weapons and ammunition and food and medical supplies and clothing and everything else that you might conceivably need scattered all over the countryside. But you see, when I see you behaving in this manner, I know you're not ready. You're counting on maybe being able to get ready once you hear some baloney like this within a very short period of time. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that when the crap hits the fan, it's going to hit the fan instantly. It's going to be a total surprise. It will probably happen on a major national holiday when half of you are drunk and the other half of you are stuffed with food. And not even thinking about anything like this. And you're going to be totally unprepared. And they're going to kick your ass unless you get your head screwed on straight. I've said it again, and I'll continue to say it. There isn't any patriot community. There are no patriot organizations, ladies and gentlemen. There are a few scattered militia units across this country who are trying their best to get ready. The rest of you are playing some kind of stupid, silly games. I have been functioning as the only real intelligence organization for this entire effort, where when you get something from me, it's documented. One of the greatest sources of disinformation in this country is an organization called the Patriot Facts Network, which everybody lauds and acclaims as a great source of information. Folks, I've been getting stuff from the Patriot Facts Network through one of our intelligence operatives who's plugged in well to that network. I used to be until I cut it off because it was a waste of my time and it was a waste of our fax paper. There's more disinformation, bullshit, and outright lies that go across the Patriot Fax Network than any place else in this country. And you don't need it anyway, because all of you people out there are passing around lies and disinformation like it's some kind of wonderful chocolate that you just can't do without. If somebody tells you something, if they can't document it or substantiate it, don't repeat it. Unless you tell the person you repeat it to that it is raw, unsubstantiated rumor. Rumor. Because until it's documented or substantiated with proof, that's exactly what it is. Rumor. Now, if I were you, I would be prepared all the time. Not just now or tomorrow or whenever you hear the next big rumor, but all the time. You don't know when these people are going to strike, but they will strike. And when they do, remember, they have the brains and the money to come up with plans that you can't even conceive of. They have the technology. They have the logistical means and the support to pull off whatever they want to pull off. The only way they can fail is if you continue to act like little kids playing cowboys and Indians in the backyard. Now wake up. Wake up. Start using your brains. Understand that most of the so-called genuine documents floating around in the Patriot community are also false, phony, lies. Some of you are out there shaking your head saying, how does he know that it's bullshit? It's easy, folks. Our military has belonged to the United Nations for years. Check the treaties. Check State Department Publication 7277. All of it in the treason papers which we offer to you. And most of you have been screaming for proof. Won't order them. Now you'd rather deal in this bullshit. Our military forces, ladies and gentlemen, is the police force for the United Nations and the New World Order. Now, if you haven't been reading the newspapers and you don't know that yet, then you're not playing with a full deck of cards, and you better get away from this poker table, because I'm going to take all your money. You're too stupid to play this game. Now, wake up. If you don't believe what I've said, order the treason documentation. Study it for yourself, and then wake up. Now, last night, we left off talking about B.F. Skinner, the high priest of the behaviorist movement. The key to Skinner's work was the concept of operant condition, which relied on the notion of reinforcement. All behavior which is learned is rooted in either a positive or negative response to that action. There are two corollaries of operant conditioning: aversion therapy, folks, and desensitization. Aversion therapy and desensitization. Aversion therapy uses unpleasant reinforcement to a response which is undesirable. It can take the form of electric shock, exposing the subject to fear-producing situations and the infliction of pain in general. It has been used as a way of curing homosexuality, alcoholism, and stuttering. Desensitization involves forcing the subject to view disturbing images over and over again until they no longer produce any anxiety, then moving on to more extreme images and repeating the process over again until no anxiety is produced. Eventually, the subject becomes immune to even the most extreme images. Is something beginning to click in your head? The intelligence community knows how to play games with your brain much better than you ever will, and you don't even know how to recognize it. How do you get people to stop paying attention? You keep giving them false information. You keep handing out phony documents. You keep circulating rumor after rumor after rumor, and pretty soon you're desensitized and you don't even pay any attention to it. And then one day you hear the truth and you ignore it. You silly, silly, silly fools. I've stated many times, and I've said it on this program, adult society is nothing more than bigger high school students practicing the same things that they learned in high school society. Skinnerian behaviorism has been accused of attempting to deprive man of his free will, his dignity, and his autonomy. It is said to be intolerant of uncertainty in human behavior and refuses to recognize the private, the ineffable, and the unpredictable. It sees the individual merely as a medical, chemical, and mechanistic entity which has no comprehension of its real interests. And on a daily basis, you usually prove that these people are right. Skinner believed, listen to me, Skinner believed that people are going to be manipulated. And he said this, quote, "I just want them to be manipulated effectively," end quote. And you are. You are good little puppets on the end of the string most of the time. He measured success by the absence of resistance and counter-control on the part of the person he was manipulating. Sound familiar? He thought that his technique could be perfected to the point that the subject would not even suspect that he was being manipulated. Does that sound familiar? Most of you, until you began listening to the hour of the time, had no conception of what was happening. You thought you did. Dr. James V. McConnell, head of the Department of Mental Health Research at the University of Michigan, said, quote, "The day has come when we can combine sensory deprivation with the use of drugs, hypnosis, and the astute manipulation of reward and punishment to gain almost absolute control over an individual's behavior. We want to reshape our society drastically," end quote. What do you think that he was talking about? How is he going to reshape our society? What was his political leaning? A United States Navy psychologist who claims that the Office of Naval Intelligence had taken convicted murderers from military prisons, used behavior modification techniques on them, and then relocated them in American embassies throughout the world. Just prior to that time, the United States Senate Intelligence Committee had censured the Central Intelligence Agency for its global political assassination plots, including plots against Fidel Castro. I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, and I can tell you that it is the premier, most professional intelligence organization in this country. It's also the oldest. It was the America's first intelligence organization. And it has always been, as the Navy always has been and always will be, the place where the rich and influential and the wealthy and the people who really control their world send their sons for their military education. It is also a hotbed of socialism. Most of you have never understood that the military has absolutely no interest in protecting or defending the Constitution of the United States of America, because they have no constitutional rights whatsoever as career military personnel. The military, by its very nature, is Marxist and socialist. You are put into a class where you are required to stay. You cannot leave the class that you are in the military. There used to be a time where if you were an enlisted man and you behaved admirably upon the battlefield, you could receive a battlefield commission, but no more. And if you toe the mark and do exactly what you are told and never question authority, you are given a bed to sleep in, food to eat, everything that you could possibly need, each according to his ability gives, and each according to his needs receives, but only within that class structure. The New World Order, One World Government, has been taught in all of our military academies for years as the only answer to war. When I was in the Office of Naval Intelligence, I began to realize that military records were flagged, and only those who belonged to certain organizations and secret societies, and only those who profess the proper political frame of mind, reached the highest ranks in the officer corps of all of the military services. The officer corps of the United States of America is about to sell you to the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't even understand it. How in the world could all of you blithering idiots out there be sitting there saying that Clinton is going to sign us over to the United Nations without the full cooperation, consent, and complicity of the officer corps of all of the military services of the United States of America? You say, well, they swore allegiance to protect and defend the Constitution. How do you know? When's the last time you looked at their oath? I've looked, but I'm not going to tell you what it says. And it doesn't matter anyway. Because according to the interpretation of the executive branch and the judicial branch of the government of the United States of America, the Constitution has been constitutionally superseded by the United Nations Charter by treaty, according to interpretation of Article 6 of the United States Constitution. If the officer corps has been brainwashed into accepting this erroneous interpretation of Article 6 of the United States Constitution, then they are acting in full accordance with their oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Don't you idiots understand that? Write me some letters and tell me how you don't like to hear the way I talk to you. I need a good laugh. I need a real good laugh. And I just received an intelligence bulletin from the militia of Montana today. That gave me a good laugh. That's the militia who turned tail and let the government take Red Beckman's farm when they promised, when they stated that they would hold the line and would not allow it to happen. And now they're coming up with all kinds of excuses. There are no excuses. One of the excuses was that Red Beckman didn't back them. You're a sorry group. You're a sorry bunch, and I'm damn glad I don't live in the state of Montana. The Navy psychologist that I was discussing was Lieutenant Commander Thomas Neyrut of the U.S. Regional Medical Center in Naples, Italy. The information was divulged at an Oslo NATO conference of 120 psychologists from the 11-nation alliance. According to Dr. Neyrut, the United States Navy was an excellent place for a researcher to find, and I quote, captive personnel, end quote, whom they could use as a guinea pig in experiments. The Navy provided all the funding necessary, according to Neyrut. Dr. Neyrut, folks, in a question and answer session with reporters from many nations, revealed how the Navy was secretly programming large numbers of assassins. And that is true. He said that the men he had worked with for the Navy were being prepared for commando-type operations as well as covert operations in United States embassies worldwide. He described the men who went through his program as hitmen and assassins who could kill on command. Very careful screening of the subjects was accomplished by Navy psychologists through the military records, and those who actually received assignments where their training could be utilized were drawn mainly from submarine crews. The paratroops, and many were convicted murderers serving military prison sentences, and several men who had been awarded medals for bravery were drafted into the program. These assassins were conditioned through audio-visual desensitization. The process involved the showing of films of people being injured or killed in a variety of ways, starting with very mild depictions, leading up to the more extreme forms of mayhem, just as you are being conditioned through the big eye in your living room. Eventually, the subjects would be able to detach their feelings even when viewing the most horrible of films. Can you remember, ladies and gentlemen, when the sight of blood disturbed Americans? Not anymore. Very little disturbs Americans now. That is, Americans who watch TV continually. You see, there will come a day when you will see mayhem. You'll see your neighbors dragged out and murdered in the streets. And it won't even bother you. Will not even bother you. You see, in this instance, the conditioning was most successful when applied to passive-aggressive types, and most of these ended up being able to kill without any regrets whatsoever, and most people fall into either passive or passive aggression categories because they've been taught not to resist authority. The prime indicator of violent tendencies was the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, developed by the pseudo-profession of psychology. Dr. Nehrut knew of two Navy programming centers, the Neuropsychiatric Laboratory in San Diego and the United States Regional Medical Center in Italy, where he worked. During the audio-visual desensitization program, restraints were used to force the subject to view the films. Folks, there's a very bad moon on the rise, and if you listen to the Mystery Babylon series, you know that there is an awful lot of meaning in what I play in the music on this broadcast. Now, I've done just about everything I can do to help you prepare by educating you, giving you information, making available to you films, tapes, videotapes, books, the accumulated documents of years and years of research of myself and CAGI members who have slaved to procure those for you. Food storage products, which some of you, thank God, have taken advantage of. A lot of other things. This magnificent, huge research center. A library that I have accumulated over the years that rivals the best in the country. Who do you think pays for all this, folks? I do. I get letters from people claiming that I don't care, that my ego has run away, that I insult my audience. Be that as it may, folks, I have done more for this country and more for you. In the face of what is coming, I have assured my destiny if they ever get their hands on me. But nevertheless, I've done more than most of you ever have or ever will. And I continue and will continue because there is no salvation for me or my family without your help. Even if I wanted to get rid of you, I couldn't. One of the people who have decided to be a partner with me in this effort is Craig Smith of Swiss America Trading. Now, Craig certainly doesn't have to back a broadcast like this. It's certainly not in his favor, and it doesn't endear him to those who will be in power in this country someday soon. Most of you don't understand that. You don't understand what great risks he takes by sponsoring the Hour of the Time. He doesn't have to. You see, Craig has a company that is so good and so successful that he could sponsor anybody and do much better business than he does sponsoring this program. But he believes in the message of the Hour of the Time. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in liberty and freedom, and he cares. Many of you sit out there night after night. You haven't done anything to protect the future of your family, your loved ones. And you hear me night after night tell you to look into their eyes and determine whether or not you've taken the proper steps to protect them, and you still have done nothing. You are the people who will cry the loudest. You are the people whose tears will flood the gutters of the streets sometime in the near future. And you are the people that, because you did not prepare, those of us who did will have to pass you by. Because if we give what we have prepared to you, we will not be able to fight a sustained guerrilla warfare and restore freedom to this country. And you'd better understand that there will be no mercy for you, and there will be no tears shed for you. You have had ample time to prepare, ample warning, and you have had many people who have cared enough to risk their lives in your behalf, and you still do nothing. Now, if I have shaken anything within you tonight, call Swiss America Trading or call somebody, anybody, but prepare. Do not put your family at risk. The number is 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Call. It'll take a great weight off your shoulders. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be glad you did. And understand, folks, there are no white knights in shining armor riding on white horses who are going to come and rescue you. I cannot rescue you. I am one person who will fight alongside many others. As the head of the intelligence effort of the militia of the United States, I hold great rank and great respect. But when the fighting starts, I will be a private, because I don't know how to fight a war on land. Give me a boat and put me on a river, I'll do pretty good. There ain't no rivers around here, so I'll be a private, and so will most of you. You better understand that. And you better prepare for it. And you better pick your leaders well, because you're going to have to follow them without question as long as they're giving you legal and lawful orders. Thank you. when these subjects were required to watch the audiovisual desensitization images and sounds that were put before them, restraints were often used to force them to view the films. A device was used on the subject's eyelids to prevent him from blinking. Typically, the preliminary film was on an African youth being ritualistically circumcised with a dull knife and without any anesthetic. The second film showed a sawmill scene in which a man accidentally cut off his fingers. Remember, these experiments took place years ago. Most of you see these same scenes or scenes like them, and in most cases, much, much worse, every night on your television set. In addition to the desensitization films, the potential assassins underwent programming to create prejudicial attitude in the men, to think of their future enemies, especially the leaders of these countries, as subhuman. Those of us who were sent to Vietnam spent some time in training beforehand, and we were taught very subtly to change our attitudes toward the Vietnamese, and one day we found ourselves calling them gooks and slopes and slants. We were stupid. We were brainwashed. We were subjected to mind control during our training. We were taught that these people were not humans, so it was easier for us to kill them. Do you understand? I hope. After his NATO lecture, Dr. Nehrut disappeared. He could not be located, ladies and gentlemen, but within a week or so after the lecture, the Pentagon issued an emphatic denial that the United States Navy had ever engaged in psychological training or other types of training of personnel as assassins. As a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence at one time, I can tell you that that was a lie. The Navy disavowed the programming centers in San Diego and Naples and stated they were unable to locate Nehrut, but did provide confirmation that he was a staff member of the United States Regional Medical Center in Naples. Dr. Alfred Zitani, an American delegate to the Oslo Conference, did verify Nehrut's remarks, and they were published in the Sunday Times. Sometime later, Dr. Nehrut surfaced again in London and recanted his remarks, stating that he was, quote, talking in theoretical and not practical terms, end quote. He probably looked over his shoulder and saw one of his own subjects beginning to follow him everywhere he went. Shortly thereafter, the United States Naval Headquarters in London issued a statement indicating that Dr. Nehrut's remarks at the NATO conference should be discounted because he had, quote, personal problems, end quote. Dr. Nehrut never made any further public statements about the program. He was the victim of a well-known ploy and stood of attacking the facts, a stood of addressing the facts. They attack the character of the messenger. I've been the victim of this technique many, many, many times. And many of you have believed it and bought into it only to find out later that it was a lie. One of the personal attacks upon me, one of the most blatant lies ever printed or ever stated about me, was published by Lieutenant Colonel Bobo James Greitz in his book, and I have since proved it false, 100% false, a total lie, by playing tapes which told the truth. The tapes were of Lieutenant Colonel James Bobo Greitz telling the truth in his own voice. Most of you heard those episodes of the Hour of the Time, and you know how that type of propaganda works. But you didn't before I set you straight by playing those tapes. Many of you were devout followers of this lying Trojan horse. During the NATO conference in Oslo, Dr. Nehrut had remarked that the reason he was divulging the information was because he believed that the information was coming out anyway. The doctor was referring to the disclosure by a congressional subcommittee, which were then appearing in the press concerning various CIA assassination plots. However, what Dr. Nehrut had failed to realize at the time was that the Navy's assassination plots were not destined to be revealed to the public at that time. Now, there were three scientists who pioneered the work of using an electromagnetic field to control human behavior. Their work began 25 years ago. And these three were Dr. Jose Delgado, psychology professor at Yale University, Dr. W. Ross Adde, a physiologist at the Brain Research Institute at the University of California at Los Angeles, and Dr. Wilder Penfield, a Canadian. Many of the experiments were conducted in Canada. Dr. Penfield's experiments consisted of the implantation of electrodes deep into the cortexes of epilepsy patients who were to undergo surgery. He was able to drastically improve the memories of these patients through electrical stimulation. Dr. Adde implanted transmitters in the brains of cats and chimpanzees that could send signals to a receiver regarding the electrical activity of the brain. Additional radio signals were sent back into the brains of the animals, which modified their behavior at the direction of the doctor. Dr. Delgado was able to stop and turn a charging bull through the use of an implanted radio receiver. Other experiments, ladies and gentlemen, using platinum, gold, and stainless steel electrode implants enabled researchers to induce total madness in cats, put monkeys into a stupor, or to set human beings jerking their arms up and down. Much of Delgado's work was financed by the Central Intelligence Agency through phony funding conduits masking themselves as charitable organizations. Following the successes of Delgado's work, the Central Intelligence Agency set up their own research program in the field of electromagnetic behavior modification under the code name Sleeping Beauty. With the guidance of Dr. Ivor Browning, a laboratory was set up in New Mexico, specializing in working with the hypothalamus, or the sweet spot of the brain. Here, it was found that stimulating this area could produce intense euphoria. Dr. Browning was able to wire a radio receiver amplifier into the sweet spot of a donkey, which picked up a 5 microamp signal, such that he could create intense happiness in the animal. Using the jolts of happiness as an electronic carrot, Browning was able to send the donkey up a 2,000-foot New Mexico mountain and back to its point of origin. When the donkey was proceeding up the path toward its destination, it was rewarded. When it deviated, the signal stopped. And I quote, "You've never seen a donkey so eager to keep on course in your whole life," end quote, Dr. Browning exclaimed. The Central Intelligence Agency utilized the electronic carrot technique in getting trained pigeons to fly miniature microtransmitters to the ledge of a KGB safe house where the devices monitored conversations for months. There was a move within the Central Intelligence Agency to conduct further experiments on humans, foreigners, and prisoners. But officially, the White House vetoed the idea as being unethical, and as usual, experiments were carried out behind the veil of national security, reported to no one, overseen by no one. And ladies and gentlemen, having served in the Office of Naval Intelligence, I can tell you with no reservations whatsoever that whatever the public perceives to be the state of the art of mind control, brainwashing, remote control of humans, the erasure of memory and the implantation of memory, which never ever happened, is way beyond the wildest dreams of even the greatest dreamers listening to this broadcast. The state of the art of the technology, which has been perfected in secret, not just for mind control and brainwashing and control of people and animals, but all phases of technology, is a minimum, very bare minimum, ladies and gentlemen, of 50 to 100 years ahead of whatever the public perceives to be the state of the art of any technology. In May 1989, it was learned by the Central Intelligence Agency that the KGB was subjecting people undergoing interrogation to electromagnetic fields, which produced a panic reaction, thereby bringing them closer to breaking down under questioning. These subjects were not told that they were being placed under the influence of these beams. A few years earlier, you see, folks, we've gone from Pavlov's slobbering dogs to implantation of the brain to electromagnetic beams. Can you imagine where this is going? Read one of Bud Hopkins's books. It'll give you a good idea. A few years earlier, Dr. Ross Ade released photographs and a fact sheet concerning what he called the Russian Leda machine. This consisted, folks, of a small transmitter emitting 10 hertz waves, which makes the subject susceptible to hypnotic suggestion. The device utilized the outmoded vacuum tube design. American POWs in Korea have indicated that similar devices had been used for interrogation purposes in prisoner of war camps. Now, the general long-term goal of the Central Intelligence Agency was to find out whether or not mind control could be achieved through the use of a precise external electromagnetic beam. The electrical activity of the brain operates within the range of 100 hertz frequency. This spectrum, called the ELF, or ELF, extremely low frequency range, ELF waves carry very little ionizing radiation and very low heat, and therefore do not manifest gross observable physical effects on living organisms. But published Soviet experiments with ELFs revealed that there was a marked increase in psychiatric and central nervous system disorders and symptoms of stress for sailors working close to ELF generators. In the mid-1970s, American interest in combining EMR techniques with hypnosis was prominent. Plans, folks, were on file to develop these techniques through experiments on human volunteers. EMR is electromagnetic radiation. The spoken word of the hypnotist could be conveyed by modulated electromagnetic energy directly into the subconscious parts of the human brain without employing any technical devices for receiving or transacting the messages, and without the person exposed to such influence having a chance to control the information input consciously. Are you beginning to make connections? In California, it was discovered by Dr. Ade that animal brain waves could be altered directly by ELF fields. It was found that monkey brains would fall in phase with ELF waves. These waves could easily pass through the skull, which normally protected the central nervous system from outside influence. In San Leandro, Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher, Director of Technic Research Laboratory, has been doing ELF brain research with human subjects for quite some time. One of the frequencies produces nausea for more than an hour. Another frequency, she calls it the marijuana frequency, gets people laughing. Quote, Give me the money in 3 months, she says, and I'll be able to affect the behavior of 80% of the people in this town without their even knowing it, unquote. Across this country, those of you who are alert and aware are seeing strange towers being erected. When you ask questions, you're told that these are weather towers. When you begin to investigate, and especially if you have the equipment to monitor the radiation from these towers, you find that they are emitting ELF waves. In the past, the Soviet Union has invested large sums of time and money investigating microwaves. In 1952, ladies and gentlemen, while the Cold War was showing no signs of thawing, there was a secret meeting at the Sandia Corporation in New Mexico between United States and Soviet scientists involving the exchange of information regarding the biological hazards and safety levels of electromagnetic radiation. Now, that's strange. You see, in 1952, we were supposed to be in the midst of the Cold War, threatened by the atomic might of the Soviet Union. What were they doing at the Sandia Corporation? Exchanging information regarding the biological hazards and safety levels of electromagnetic radiation. They were doing what they've always been doing, folks, cooperating behind the scenes to bring about one world government. If you don't believe that, read Mikhail Gorbachev's book called Perestroika. That will open your eyes. It will also teach you the real meaning of democracy. And in his own words, don't be fooled, for we will soon control the world under our democracy. You had all better wake up very quickly. Sleep well. Good night. And God bless you all. The world.